right here by Jeremy Ray, who's the winner of our E3 Spark Plugs Pro Modified category this weekend. Jeremy drives a car called the Carolina Kingpin. It's a 1963 Corvette with a supercharged Hemi engine. It's your first career win in this series. We were talking about it in the announcing deck as the pair was coming up. We all kind of felt you've been a win waiting to happen all season. What did it take to get it together this weekend to actually finish the job?
We just had to keep everything working, no parts breaking. That's what happened to me in Norwalk in the finals. I had a rear end brake. Wasn't for that, and that would have been a win. But here, everything worked good. I was tuning good, driving good. I was able to just keep ahead of everything. I mean, we don't have much help, just me and my dad, and that's it.
It's a very stark difference. We look down on the final round race, the right side of the racetrack, there's probably 15, 20 people over there with their shirts on. And on your side, it's your mom, your dad, and who else?
And my wife.
Your mom, your dad, and your wife.
That's it.
Talk about that.
Yep. I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's easy because we can control it. Everybody has a certain job. Nothing gets missed. Everything's just perfect on the car. And we prepare the car to make the runs, and because you got to come up here and be perfect every time you pull up the start line. And it's just, it's a good deal.
How satisfying is it to win a final round on a hole shot like that?
No, it is. I knew I couldn't go 77. I was pretty confident I was going 78. And I just done what I could. It's a big deal for me being a legitimate tuner driver, because there's only a couple of us out here. Me and Ricky Smith and maybe one other one. It's a really small team, and they can do it.
So. Obviously, you've raced competitively for years around your part of the country, different parts of the country. But where does this rank for you on a career scale?
No, this is the top for sure. I mean, I've won a fair amount of eighth mile races, and I've raced here a couple times, you know, with the other eighth mile series. But it's what I've been looking for. It's what I come here to do this year. I wouldn't come here to play.
I like that. He ain't here to play games either.
Tell him you wouldn't drive one of them.
Hell no, I wouldn't drive one of them. We could weld some wheels on the roof.
Jerry, you mentioned the hole shot win for the final. Was there any other round that was particularly tough for you? Like anything stand out?
No, I had everybody covered before that. I was very confident I could outrun everybody before that. I kind of screwed up on the tree against Stephen Whiteley just by accident. But I got by that. He ended up shaking. But I was pretty confident all three rounds. I figured he was going to outrun me, but I just had to do what I had to do.
Any problems with the car all weekend, or was it pretty clean?
Nah, just cool it off with spark plugs in it, puts fuel in it.
That's the kind of weekend you want, then.
Yep. Yeah. Not too bad. Cool. I got to pay for it, so I'm the one that turned the screws on it.
Well done, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you, Brian.